Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. And during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts. Then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hey Tony, this is Dennis calling from Rosemead, California, about 10 minutes away from LA. So I got a little story update, kind of revolving about me and my grandma. I've called before about some ghosts messing with us. My grandma mainly. She's 82, so she thinks maybe that's why they keep messing with her here, even other places we go. So anyways, we want to take a trip, a family trip up to San Jose to see my brother and sister-in-law for her baby shower. San Jose is like about an hour from San Francisco. So we went this past weekend. So Saturday night, me, my brother, and sister-in-law are watching a movie. They're on the bed, I'm on the floor. And out of nowhere, we hear a noise. And me being on the floor, I get up, look around, and walk towards the sink area. The sink area is open. It's right there in the bedroom. And then the restroom has a door on the left, and there's a closet on the right with another door. But I noticed the faucet was on. It was running. And nobody was just there. Nobody was there. Nobody could turn it on. If someone went in there, we would have seen him walk in through the main door. So I turned it off and I looked at my brother and sister-in-law. They were just like, what the F? And we didn't get scared or nothing, but it was just a trippy moment. And my sister-in-law said that's happened to her before once when she was watching The Exorcist. Like, the faucet just turned on full force and she freaked out and turned it off and called her sister and like was freaking out. And her sister was telling her, oh, it was probably nothing. It was probably water pressure or something like that. But she's like, no way. So anyways, maybe 30 minutes later, we called it a night. We were falling asleep. And I went across the hall to go sleep in her son's room because he wasn't there. So my grandpa was in the bottom bed and I went to the top bunk. And went to sleep. So later that night, I woke up like tossing and turning or whatever. You know how you toss and turn sometimes, wake up and go back right to sleep. First time I was rolling around and was trying to go back to sleep, and I noticed or I felt pressure on the left side of the bed where, like, if there was no rail, you would fall off, right? So I felt pressure like if someone was crawling onto the bed next to me, like to cuddle or something like that. That's how I felt the pressure of the bed. But I just made it seem to like it was maybe me being half asleep and just nothing. All right, so I blew it off, went back to sleep. Second time I woke up again, like tossing and turning, I felt it again. Same pressure and feeling of someone crawling into bed. And I kind of stood up and like looked around, see if it was my grandpa trying to get my attention. But no, he was snoring away in the bottom bunk. Again, went back to sleep and woke up a third time to the same thing. The bed pressure going like if someone was crawling next to me. So that time I was like, all right, I'm not tripping out this time. I actually feel this. Like someone's like right here. I couldn't feel anyone there, but I felt the bed pressure go down, right? So I went to sleep. So later that day, I guess, woke up in the morning, and then we're telling the story to my mom, dad, my grandma, and my sister. So we're telling them the story or whatever, and we told her about the bunk, how I felt something, right? And then my grandma, I guess, remembered the last time they were there, maybe a few months ago, I wasn't there, but she slept in that bottom bunk where my grandpa was sleeping that night. And I guess everyone else was awake, but she had gone to sleep early. And then out of nowhere, they heard a loud bang. So my sister went to go look. And it was my grandma, like, laid out on the floor, like, far away from the bed. And she's not one to fall off the bed. She's 82, but she still walks around. She's really good. She doesn't have a walker or nothing. She wasn't drunk because she loves to drink. But she wasn't drunk or anything. And then they I guess they just, like, kind of blew it off. Like, they said, oh, maybe she just rolled off the bed. So as that Sunday, we were telling that story about how someone crawled into my bed and then the faucet turning on the night before. She starts saying, well, you know what? Now that I think of it, I think someone or something threw me off the bed because I landed really hard and I landed really far away from the bed. And we all started thinking, dang, that may be true. And then my sister-in-law started saying, well, I don't know. I know there's like a ghost in here. And we're like, what? So she starts to explain how there's a little boy and he's dressed in old attire. And she sees him go from room to room sometimes or down the hall sometimes. My brother also says some stories. I actually told him to subscribe to you guys as I was like, I'm gonna call in the show and tell him what happened to us this weekend. So he actually subscribed to you guys. So he might call in or whatever and tell his stories. And yeah, so then she says about the little boy. She's telling us about the little boy, but she thinks it's harmless because nothing else has happened. I know other people that stayed at that house before, like friends, they said they heard people or like footsteps running down the hallway at night. So maybe we think it's that. I don't know. So as we're talking right there, my nephews, they're about 2, 3, and 4. They're playing around the hallway, going down the hallway in these little tricycle things. And we kind of hear them, one of them tell the other one, go, follow the little girl, follow the little girl. And I look at my sister and I was like, did you just hear that? Your son just said to my other nephew to follow the little girl. So I don't know if they were playing with the little girl or what. But about maybe 20 minutes later, we were still in the little living room talking amongst each other. And then my 4-year-old nephew goes up to my sister and says, somebody called my name. And nobody was in that side of the house. And she's like, what? And he just repeated it again. He's like, somebody called my name. And she just, she's like, no, just nobody called your name, you know? And like, she looked at me like, oh, hell no. Like, she gets freaked out easily. So I thought it was funny. So yeah, it's a little update I had about, ghost, I guess, messing with my grandma and us and me, I guess. I don't know. So yeah, it's pretty crazy. My grandma thinks it's probably because she's older. I don't know. Because they messed with her over here at our house where we live. Like 2 weeks ago, she said she was taking a nap around 4 p.m. and she felt like three pokes on her foot. And there was nobody in the house during that time. Everyone's at work. And she freaked out and she got up and went into the kitchen. My poor grandma, everyone, something's messing with her, I guess. So yeah, if anything else, I'm pretty sure there'll be more stories.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/realghoststories.